Welcome to this brand new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcast. I hope you had a wonderful week, and I'm back with a new episode. To be honest, I have no idea what to talk about, and I'm not really in the mood for recording. You know, I kind of have to be in a specific mood and zone, so to say, to record a good episode. So I just looked at my backlog of episodes that I have collected over the past months, and there is one that I find has potential, so I'm gonna release it right now. So I'm gonna use it as inspiration. I'm gonna insert the part that I really like, and then you're gonna hear back from me. All right, I hope you enjoy this little episode. Have fun. Welcome to a new episode of Sweet But Salty Podcast, and welcome to Miss Kata's fortune-telling studio. Seriously, welcome to this beautiful new episode that's called Friends, Fame, and Fortune-Telling. And I hope this episode will be short and to the point, because those are the three topics I want to talk about. The only thing I can tell you is friends are the best thing ever. Having people in your life you get along with, who really get you, who understand you, who get your vibe, who support you, who are on your side, and who are just amazing individuals is probably the best thing ever. It's said that you are the average of the five people you spend the most amount of time with. So be very considerate about who you spend your time with. In general, this is something that I'm thinking about now that we're in lockdown. I have a lot more time to be at home doing what I love, but also, surprisingly, more time to connect to my friends. And I've always been very thoughtful when it came to who I spent my time with, and that has led to me having an amazing group of friends that I'm incredibly thankful for. And I don't have a lot of friends, but the ones that I do have are all so, so cool and special. I think we all know those people who have like the most homogenous friend group of all, where literally every person looks the same, maybe with a different hair color. Well, I know those people, and I don't really get how they live. I don't understand it. Like, every single person I have in my life is a diamond, and they're all different. They come in different shapes and different sizes and different colors. They like different things. They have their own minds. They have their own backgrounds. They all have different occupations. They all live everywhere across the world, and I love all of them. And I could not say that I have this one best friend, because they are all so special and amazing, and I appreciate everyone. And it's like I have a rainbow as a friend group, and I couldn't be happier about that. And now, in regards to the second topic of this episode, fame, I just kind of realized that that was kind of a theme in the last two episodes. There are many things we can learn from famous people. Those are things like perseverance, having a goal, believing in yourself, and presenting your talent to the outside world. And I think that's something that draws many, many people towards fame. Andy Warhol said, in the future, everyone will have their 15 minutes of fame, or something along those lines. We see so many new faces all the time, but in the end, we also see a trend, and that trend is called quality over quantity. And I'm a big believer in that, is that quality always wins. I don't know how you think about this topic. I'm torn on the subject of fame, and there is definitely something about this world that really draws me in and that kind of fascinates me. But at the same time, I'm also very critical, because it entails a lot of components that are kind of fake, so to say, or manipulated. And I think it's really, really important to be very differentiated. All right, real-time Kata is back again. And I'm just gonna keep talking about what I talked about at this point in the episode that you just heard. I actually recorded a part about fortune-telling. And I said how I found it really cool that there are ways to kind of fortune-tell, to tell the future, to look into the future, and so on and so forth. And my stance on that has shifted completely. It has changed 180 degrees. So I wanted to give this a new spin and give you the updated real life version of what I think about fortune telling. I think that in this world, there are so many things that seem cool, that seem intriguing, and that seem to be very promising. And one of them is fortune telling in the sense of, for example, tarot card reading. Now, what I have learned, and I'm going to be really, really open here, is that all these things don't work and they don't mean anything in the long run. What really means something is having your values really firm in place, having standards that you live according to and that you want to live up to and you want the people in your life to live up to. And having those things in place, knowing where you're going, having certain goals, being very driven and working towards the things that you dream of, those are the things that are really going to get you further. And I don't believe in fortune telling. I don't believe in handing over the power over your future to something or somebody else. My dad always says that you are the bus driver. Your life is the bus and you are in the driver's seat and you get to decide where to go, and there is no need to look into the future when you are the one creating it, because you know what's happening and you're going to make it happen. If you really want to, you're going to find a way. And maybe I've touched on this a couple of times. I'm Catholic. So I don't believe in dabbling with dark forces anymore. I used to kind of feel intrigued by that, but to be honest, it's just not congruent with my faith. And I believe in love and light and truth, even if it may sound cheesy to some people. I strongly believe in those things, and they are the things that you can create in your life very consciously. And if you do, you live according to the fundamental rules, so to say, of Christianity. And so there is no need to have anything else in your life except for prayer and except for standing firm, knowing who you are, and as I've said, working in the most transparent and honest way that you can towards the things that you desire. Let me just say this, everyone gets to make their own choices and their own decisions, and I think that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this, please rate this episode on Apple Podcast to let me know that you liked it. Also, you can rate my entire podcast over there. That would be really amazing. And I will hear you. No, you will hear me next week. Stay tuned until then and have a wonderful week. Bye.